November 1st, 1989, at 8:30 p.m., and it's a call to Paula Hiles.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You're a hard lady to catch.
This is Dave Coleman, right?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Let me preface anything that I say by saying that I am not out to get Jack Hiles. I've been hurt real bad by the family, and David has and is been terrible to us, but I am not on a revengeful thing with Jack Hiles. I am really upset at the lying that's going on, and the cover-up really bothers me. And I have had, of course, I've had newspaper, I've had everybody trying to get a hold of me. And I haven't cooperated with the media at all, just for the sake of my kids. But I decided that if I felt, when a pastor approached me, if I felt good about it, that I would answer their questions. George Godfrey forwarded your letter to me. Like I said, I've had some real dips write me, who were just, they were asking me speculative, they wanted me to answer questions they wanted to hear, and I'm not answering any questions that I'm not 100% sure that I could answer.
Mm-hmm.
And your first one, which is the one I'm asked all the time, the first one was, did David's dad know that he was adulterous before we went to Texas? And the answer is definitely yes, and there's 100 people that know that, including himself. And why he lies about that, I'll never know. I went to him twice about things that I had heard about David, things that I had dealt, you know, I had one of the girls beat me and David's sister up, telling us that she was sleeping with him, and we told his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Another occasion was a girl that was working at the cemetery. And the guy that runs the cemetery knows this. I don't know if he ever went to Hiles about it. I assumed he did. I'm not sure. He made David go to him first. So he may have hung that over David's head as a threat by saying he'd go to his dad. I don't know. But I told his dad about that. So his dad is, you know, his philosophy is if I didn't see it, I don't believe it. And I was the one that was made to look like the bad guy in both instances. It was going to be me and my big mouth that ruined my marriage, not David's actions.
Right.
And so yes, he did know, and I was going to say I don't know why he's doing it, but I think I do know why. I think he's told himself a lie so long that maybe he does believe it. I don't know. But why he does it, this one is the one that just baffles me the most.
Right.
There are so many mothers that even went to him who he was having affairs with, and told him. I just don't understand why he's doing that, but nevertheless.
Did
pardon me?
Was Brother Evans' daughter one of those?
Yes, she was.
And, you know, I decided I was going to just ask some of these people. I wrote Dr. Evans and asked him about that, and he said it was a lie spawned out of hell and all this kind
of
stuff.
Yes, he's denying it. I don't know why. I do know why. I have my theory of why. But why he's... See, his daughter's in Africa. She doesn't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, anything can be said, and I guess she wouldn't know, and she doesn't know anything. She's asked a friend of mine to send her everything so she could see what's going on, and it would be interesting to me to know how she would respond to it. I don't think her husband knows anything about what she and David did.
Right.
So she may not be willing to, you know, step out on a limb.
Yes.
But she certainly was at the time she was having the affair with David, because his dad even told me about her coming into his office and speaking to him and kept calling David Dave. And when he asked him, why are you not calling him Brother Dave, she said, well, you never called the first guy you sleep with Brother Dave. When he told me that himself, so he knew. So,
Dr. Evans told you?
Dr. Hiles.
Dr. Hiles.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't understand. His lying is blatant, just like David's was. David was a blatant liar. He told lies that he couldn't possibly get away with. The problem is Hiles, his dad, has set himself up so good that everybody doubts everything because that's how they've been taught. If you don't see it, don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And then another philosophy of his is he doesn't want to hear anything because then he doesn't have to deal with it. When all of this happened with our church in Garland, his dad didn't want to hear it and still won't talk about it. So it's never been dealt with.
Right.